This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joining 94.9 Friday morning show with Leo. Since the first season premiered back in 2014, we've fallen in love with a sassy, strong woman from The Real Housewives of Melbourne. The show has been a huge hit all over Australia and overseas in the UK and the US. Season 3 starts this Sunday, and joining me in the studios are the gorgeous Chika Gamble and newbie Susie. Welcome to Joy, ladies.
Hi, Leo, you big
pussycat. Oh, you guys are just too out of control.
Oh, we do not be with you.
Now, I have to say, because Chika and Gamble have been here before, so welcome back, ladies. But Thank you, Susie. Your first time, darling.
I know, very new to me, and I'm enjoying it. This is fun.
Yeah, I guess being a housewife, you've had, I guess, the advantage of watching the first two seasons, and you still wanted to be involved.
I know.
I mean, really?
What was the process? Because you knew a few of the girls beforehand anyway. So it was a case of, oh, yeah, let's get Susie in.
Oh, I don't know where it came from, but I received an email, and then I met a girl for a coffee and we had a chat, and then there was another meeting, and it sort of went from there. And I really didn't know it was going to happen until probably about 10 meetings into the process, I think.
Because there's heaps of drama. Were you, I guess, prepared for that, or was it still quite a...
She was fully prepared. She had 20 years of dirt on Lydia.
Let's just cut to straight.
And that's why she's on the show.
she comes in like a hurricane. It's like,
no, because being a new housewife, you're coming in with seven? Yep.
We're eight now.
Seven strong, sassy, gorgeous woman. But yourself, you've got two sons.
I do.
You're single. You love to bake, which is always great for me.
An alternative to masturbating.
Wow, exactly. And Chika here.
So how do we get there?
And you know Shane Warne as well.
I do, yes.
And
I
he's in the jungle. He's coping pretty well, isn't he, so far?
I think he's doing really well. I haven't seen all of it. I've seen bits of it.
I think he's going to love coming out of the jungle, hearing that his name's been associated with all the housewives, because there's been many stories.
We can't say too much, obviously, but one of the girls get a booty call.
Yes.
And someone went overseas, and there was some rumours going around that there was more to it than just friendship.
Shock, horror.
Ooh, look out. You have to tune in.
Where is it going this season? Mm.
So you have unravelled all this Shane Warne controversy.
Well, it wasn't me, actually. I think it's been a case of shoot the messenger, because I came in and I was asked, because I know both parties, call them. I was asked about it, so I gave my opinion. I said, look, I don't know, only they know for sure, but, you know, the old saying where there's smoke, there's fire, and we'll just have to ask them directly, which I have done, which has caused no end of drama.
Right, there's been drama all the time. And how are your sons coping with all the everything?
Well, like, they haven't seen much of it.
And Monty?
Monty and Rupert. Monty's the old one. Yeah, Monty and Rupert. They haven't seen it yet, so they, like me, it hasn't felt real for them, and it will next week.
Exactly next right. Week. Now, Chika, you're the original from the first season.
Yes.
You're still here after three.
I know, who can imagine that?
Because last year there were two new girls, of course, Petty Fleur and the lovely Gamble here. Welcome them into the fold. Yes. And you seem to be the calm one. You seem to rein everyone in. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, you know, the thing is, I am actually a very calm person. Mm. It takes a lot to rattle me. And I sort of watch things happen. I like to put in my, you know, let's see if we can make up. Let's see if we can move forward. It never works, but I do try. But this season, I do actually get really angry with someone. And it's very, very hard to push my buttons. But this particular person did it. So you'll see another side of me.
And I have to say, I love your book club. There's a little sneak peek in first episode. Chika has a book club.
I love book club, by the way. I know it's a little bit daggy.
No, it's good.
But I love it.
Champagne Bender Club.
I want to come next time, Chica, to your book club.
Well, I actually am in a book club, so you are more than welcome to come. Thanks, and you would love my book club.
Yes, because it's not like the normal like tea and
we drink.
And food laid on.
We talk about the book for about 2.5 seconds, and then it's everything else.
Everything but the book. Chica did invite me because she doesn't think I can read.
That is so not true.
Right, Chica?
That is so not true. She can read.
No, because the lovely Gamble.
I guess she's such a stirrer. She is so naughty.
The lovely Gamble, of course, last year was your first season. And second time around, you're still back. You're back again for more housewives.
For more punishment. And
you're getting married this season.
So beautiful.
It was amazing.
And I guess with the lovely Rick, who's been in the Enjoy before as well. Yeah. He's a gentleman. And what has Rick taught you?
Well, you know what? Rick taught me that men actually don't really pay much heed to gossip and that sort of thing. He's taught me to embrace people that might be insecure and you know, and embrace petty fleur, for instance, and we've become friends. No, I mean, I don't mean to, but petty fleur and I are really, really fighting. But we had the most amazing wedding and I really felt it restored my faith in God. I mean, we had all the elements against us. The weather just parted for the perfect wedding and then closed in straight after it. So we had a blessed wedding and I hope everyone enjoys it. You see there's like a snippet of it in the promo, but we had every force working against us. And it was actually a cameraman called Josh that saved my wedding on the beach. He said, just hang in there, we'll get a break. And we got it at 3 o'clock when we planned the wedding. The light shone down on us for the wedding, and as soon as we booked up, that it closed down again. We had a blessed.
It was absolutely. It was meant to be. It was so beautiful. And yeah. Can I just say, I actually think Rick compliments Gamble so beautifully because he's such a calm man, and he's just someone that really, you know, Gamble's quite feisty when she wants to be, but he calms her down and she listens to you. And I think that is what a really great relationship is about. And I'm so happy that we got to be a part of it because it was a really beautiful, beautiful day.
And he's very supportive of you as well.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he's awesome.
You've got a great man there, Joel. Don't let him go.
I know. I will not let him go.
My special guest this
morning. He might try and get away.
he ain't going anywhere, the poor man.
My special guest this morning, Susie Gamble and Chica from The Real Housewives of Melbourne. More of the girls next on Joy.
Hi, this is Chica
Gamble,
Susie
from the Real Housewives of Melbourne.
You're listening to Friday Morning with Leo on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Friday Morning Show with Leo, joining me live in the studio this morning from the Real Housewives of Melbourne, Chica Gamble and newbie Susie.
Woohoo!
Thanks for sticking around, ladies. Now, Gamble, big plans on this season because you've got a new house.
Yes, I do.
Wedding planner, prenups, a girl crush on Susie here, I hear.
Well, yeah, baby one, but it's been on Chica for most seasons.
Yeah, he's got a crush.
Yeah, no, I love her too. Susie's gorgeous, but don't put Lydia in the mix. She turns into a little rattlesnake.
And of course, in the first episode, there's a bit of a discussion at the table with Rick and your stepson Luke.
Uh-huh.
And someone's in the freezer.
Janet is in the freezer.
And someone may be joining her in the freezer.
That was Petty Fleur at the time, yes.
Right.
Yeah, she
everything's said... It's not frozen. Everything's thawed out a bit.
Well, I pulled Janet out of the freezer when Susie became so upset because she said it was witchcraft. I just thought it was practical.
What worked for you? Yeah, so I think you've got to do what's right for you.
She never gave me a stick of any stick after it. She became no trouble at all. But then I had to bring her out because Susie said it can freeze up the rest of her life. So I brought her out. I didn't dislike it that much.
She defrosted
and
her.
And it's bad for the peas too.
For the peas, yeah. Well,
she needs more than those peas and the Tabasco sauce.
I mean, Luke came home and he said, why is Janet's photo in the freezer? I said, because she's been mean to me in the press. He said, oh, okay. And he just got... But that's why I brought it up on camera, which was a little bit awkward.
Now, I've seen the first three episodes. I'm very lucky. And I have to say, this second episode is a bit of a... It was so much drama, disagreements, a few disagreements along the way. But also some funny moments. Just a few. But some funny moments, Chica. You were in the country with the girls. You were there, Susie, as well. Mm. And I cracked up laughing when you... I'm going to start you.
What's about my boobs?
I cracked up laughing when you said...
I said something about my boobs not being supported. Can I just say something? On that particular day, we were going around and around for them to get the visual.
Yeah.
And they were going up and down. I thought, oh, I wish I'd worn a more supportive bra. And you can see them.
Can you say it?
I can't remember what I said. Oh, my God, my boobs. Moving, jumping.
It was hysterical.
Oh.
And also.
It was real.
A sprinkler.
Now everyone's going to see that.
A sprinkler?
Oh, that was so mean.
That was funny.
That was hilarious.
I was just a sprinkler and washer and high fashion don't go well.
Did you love the fashion?
I loved the fashion.
Everyone's interpretation of going to the country horse riding?
It was all different, wasn't it?
And Petty First outfit.
Well, I think the reason she chose us to go horse riding was so she could dress up like that.
It's quite funny because she had her hair all teased up in this coif sort of I Dream of Jeannie hairstyle, and then the helmet had to go on top. So it was sort of sitting on top.
Poor thing.
It was very entertaining.
It down.
Now, Susie, on the season, your sons try and coach you into online dating, I hear.
They do. Well, I think they thought it was a good idea for me to get back in the saddle, speaking of horse riding. And I'm a bit of a reluctant, reluctant online dater, because I think I'd like to meet someone more, you know, just probably naturally, just out and about. And that's why I've been single for the last 2.5 years.
Because you've been married twice before. And one of the housewives, you know, from the past has caused a bit of a stir in the past. Is that right? Can we say that?
Yes.
Yes. Mm.
100%.
I guess this season you're dealing with that, and we're dealing with...
in my past, yes.
So you find it quite hard to sort of trust this person.
There isn't a lot of trust, no.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, we've known each other for a long period of time, but I think that our definitions of friendship are very different. And mine, it's very important that I trust my friends. And I feel that, you know, with whatever's going on in my life, I feel like if I can confide in them, then that's, you know, a true friendship, and I know that I'm going to trust them. So I don't feel there's a lot of trust there, and that's been a really difficult thing to sort of build on that and form a friendship.
That's still the case?
Yes, I'd say, yeah.
Oh, my
probably
God.
Even growing
it's
more.
Actually going
yeah.
for
yeah.
it's actually
drama, going drama. And of course, Petit Fleur and Gamble had a bit of a biff last year.
We fight all the time.
And it's still happening.
Oh, yeah, we fight all the time. We love and hate each other, Petit Fleur and I. What I love about Petit Fleur is she's interesting and she's always wearing something wacky, and I'm always happy to see her because I want to say, oh, have you got blue lipstick on today? Green lipstick on? She loves attention, and she's like a session cat, you know. And now she's decided she likes me. An example is yesterday I had the same earrings on that she hated. And she said, oh, darling, I love your earrings. So it depends on her mood, how she wants to slay what I'm wearing, right? And I said, these are earrings you've told me you hate. And she said, no, darling, they're different. I mean, I know what I've said. I know what I've worn. And I know which ones she's had a stab at. But no, Petit Fleur is interesting, and she does rub us all up the wrong way at times. You know, it's just her disposition. But she's funny, and I enjoy spending time with her. I actually really enjoy seeing Petit Fleur because she's wacky, and
I love that. She's been here a few times. Promo all over the country this week for you ladies. You've been to Perth, Brisbane, Adelaide and Sydney, now Melbourne. And, of course, the show airs on Sunday. And I guess for Susie Chica, the overseas exposure in the US and the UK is going to be taking huge. So get ready, Susie, for that.
Well, you know, Susie's sister lives over there, so she'll be able to hear about, you know, what things happen over there. Yeah, exactly. No, it's good. And the Americans do love our show. I've been, you know, travelling throughout Europe in the middle of the year, and the Americans that would come up and know more about me than I do, I found extraordinary.
And you went with Janet for your US promo last year.
I went with Jackie and Janet, yes, and we did the Andy Cohen show, we did the Today show, we're up in Times Square. It was truly incredible.
And what I love about the Housewives is it visually represents Melbourne very well.
Melbourne's the star.
You've got the trams, and you've got like the lovely architecture and the laneways. I love that.
I think also too, a lot of people have said who didn't know Melbourne was so beautiful and so layered and had so many wonderful things, that they've seen it as a documentary. And I've said, well, that's really interesting that you think The Real Housewives of Melbourne is a documentary on Melbourne.
If only they knew.
It
looks amazing in the shots.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Melbourne looks incredible.
Amazing.
We love Melbourne.
Season 3 of The Real Housewives of Melbourne starts this Sunday, 8:30 on Foxtel's Arena. You can follow all the ladies on social media for all the updates. Gamble, Susie and Chica, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Lovely to see you.
Thanks, girls. And I can't wait for Sunday night. Yeah. And get your dinner parties ready, people. Get your drinks on ice.
Yes. Champagne on ice. Cheese platter in front of you. Off you go.
Get your girlfriends together. Have a really great time. Have a little Sunday bender.
And you must come back in and see us again.
We'd love to come.
We would love to. The community love the Housewives. And I think it's here and the shoes and the clothes. Because I know that the Chica, the drag queens have been imitating you.
Can I just tell you, I find that to be the biggest compliment in the entire world. And there is one drag queen who's been doing my hair and I keep saying, I love it. You've nailed it. I'm so honoured.
Bit
very
of a gay
icon,
isn't it?
Happy with that.
Well, I reckon you girls should do like Mardi Gras.
Well, there like are some. I'm doing Mardi Gras in Sydney.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm doing Mardi Gras.
You're going to the show?
Yeah, I'm doing for Beyond Blue.
Oh,
we're marching.
Oh, wow.
So excited. Yeah,
it's you
so
too,
excited.
Isn't it? And Gina?
Gina and Janet are invited. I've confirmed. The girls are still yet to confirm, but so I'm booked.
No, I'm going for the recovery party on the Sunday and it's going to be interesting because I think I'll be the only sober one there. So I'm going to put the nurse's uniform on and go around like
Nurse Ratchet
in Gettysburg, you know, giving water to the weary wounded.
Water? I give them vodka.
Yes, on ice, people.
Give them a little pills.
I hope you are really nice because that is absolutely what you need to be.
I think I'd be a better nurse for that sort of event.
Do you think with a big skirt like Scarlett O'Hara going around and lifting up the heads?
But I think one year, a big float.
I think there should be a housewife float. Yes. Can you imagine how incredible that would be?
I know.
I'd love that.
And a bit of a catwalk. Yeah. Just struck down the little handbag.
I'd be a bit nervous about that, but big outfits, big jewels.
I know. Bigger the better. Mm. Thanks, ladies.
Thanks, Leo. Hi, this is Chica.
Gamble.
Susie.
From the Real Housewives of Melbourne.
You're listening to Australia's LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.